This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden has crossed the threshold of 270 votes and officially clinched an Electoral College victory. Members of Congress are expected to certify the Electoral College vote on January 6th. Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president on January 20th.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
President Trump on Fox over the weekend. The U.S. public has started to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine Monday after it was authorized for emergency use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes before the FDA for emergency use on Thursday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
After learning Russian hackers infiltrated government servers, how does this happen? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information. Everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
Russia is denying any involvement in the hack. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Microsoft's Office 365 email may have been the conduit used by hackers. USA Radio News.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr is stepping down. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
President Trump announced Monday that Attorney General William Barr will be leaving the administration, saying on Twitter that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become Acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker tells Fox News that Barr has performed exemplary service to his country and addressed President Trump's reported frustrations with his Attorney General.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and then the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr is an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations, but, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRock.
Mr. Barr is the 85th United States Attorney General on the job since 2019, and he previously held the job office from 1991 to 93. With the COVID-19 vaccine starting to make its way across the United States this week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday said that the league will not use its influence to jump ahead in line with the Super Bowl less than 2 months away. "We are not planning any of our personnel being vaccinated in advance of the Super Bowl," ESPN quoted Goodell as saying. Goodell spent time Sunday at Tampa, Florida, taking in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers-Minnesota Vikings game at the site of Super Bowl 55, scheduled for February 7th, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also great to have Dr. Steve Turley joining us. Dr. Steve, of course, the internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. And we're here to talk about all things Georgia right now because all eyes are on Georgia, Steve.
They are. Yeah, that's right.
Understandably, too.
That's right.
Not to mention eyes, but lots of money. I mean, they're talking probably before the dust settles for these two Senate seats, upwards of a $500 million to $1 billion. Who would have thought?
It's a crime, man. Absolute crime. Think of the things we could be spending our money on too. But absolutely, it's the big runoff coming up, and if they're having problems, if Purdue and Loeffler are struggling, they have really only the Republican Party there in Georgia to blame. I think you have so many deplorables in Georgia who are so disillusioned with the Rhino-based leadership that they have, and Governor Kemp, and the Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and who really single-handedly handled the election to the Democrats on a platter, at least at this point.
Right. And is he going to handle this special election? Because my question of people there in Georgia is, okay, so what's changed from the last time? I mean, knowing what we know now about Dominion voting systems, all the alleged fraud, we'll leave it in that category for right now, but there seems to be too many evidences of, some wrongdoing. What have they done to seal that up so that we don't have a duplication of what we just experienced?
From what I understand, Bill, they've actually made it even worse. I mean, I know it's going to enrage your listeners, but as I understand, Raffensperger's taken that consent decree and went even farther with it. So, the key with the consent decree, I forget, it was back in March or so this year, where he agreed with the Democratic Party of Georgia to basically remove all the safeguards we have for determining the chain of custody for your mail-in ballots. So, we're talking all the vetting processes, signature verification, address verification alike. And as I understand it, they made it so ridiculously hard to reject a ballot this time. If I recall, the protocol was that if a signature doesn't quite match – And if you're an election official and you want to, you know, challenge that, back in the day, you just say they don't match, chuck it.
Right.
Back now with this consent decree, it would require two other election officials to stop what they're doing, come on over, take a look at it. They all three would have to unanimously agree, and then they would to get rid of the vote they wanted to, and then they would actually have to sign the ballot, or at least the envelope it came in, with their names, mm-hmm. so it can be checked up, you know, further checked up with. Nobody wanted to deal with that. So you had an election. Yeah, so in 2016, anywhere between 3 to 5% of mail-in ballots were rejected. That's an average. So it's more for those who are first time, obviously, and the like, for all chain of kinds of chain of custody issue. In this election, I've heard it was as low as 0.03% rejection, even though the mail-in ballots were six times larger. I don't think they've done a thing, Bill. If anything, as I understand it, that consent decree is still in place. Dominion voting systems is still in place. And it is absolutely incredulous among deplorables why it is that a Republican administration would allow this to happen in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, it definitely reeks, as they would say. But look at the fight. You know, the beachhead is there in Georgia, and we cannot give up that beachhead. I mean, regardless of how frustrating it may be, and even though there are some people just saying, look at the fix is in, why participate in it? You have no choice, because if you don't participate, you know what the result is. At least if you participate, there is a shot that truth will win out, because there are other places where the truth was able to win out. And with all eyes on Georgia right now, I got to imagine there's going to be some clear scrutiny. I look for the Trump team, certainly for Loeffler and Purdue's team, to have eyes and to do whatever they can, you know, to come against this and to point out the obvious, whether it's Kemp or Ruffsberger, what they're perpetrating upon the people. Because, you know, instinctively, Steve, we know when things are not fair. I mean, I think we learned that when we were about maybe one and a half, two. One of the first words we could speak is, that's not fair, you know.
Right,
and so it's been with us forever. So we know the system. You know, what we've experienced here is wrong on so many levels. Whether or not we will get, you know, support from, you know, the Supreme Court, they seem to not want to get involved whatsoever. They took three steps back, Mother May I. They did not want anything. And we knew Justice Roberts, because he was already flinching. And, you know, even before just the suggestion that it may end up there at the Supreme Court, you know, put him into hives. So we're not surprised. But, you know, the thing is that in this particular case, what's standing in the balance is that if Georgia is gone and both seats end up going to the Democrats, you know, our Democratic Republic is over, isn't it?
Well, yeah, for the time being, I do believe that is that what we are unleashing right now actually is in many respects a populist giant like we've never seen. Vernon Jones, speaking of Georgia, you know, he's the state representative Democrat who's a big Trump supporter. He was at the March for Trump over the weekend. He was getting interviewed by the Epoch Times. And he was asked, you know, what do you think? What's going on here? What's happening? And he says, I really believe this election has awakened a sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think he's on to something there. So I think January 5th could be the first massive wave of a sleeping giant, as it were, that's just not going to let our nation be taken away from us. And by the way, for our listeners, remember January 6th is just as important. That's the day the president of the Senate, that's Mike Pence, is supposed to certify the electors, and he can choose not to. This is not over. So he can choose. He can fight back if he wants and choose not to and claim this is a contested election and throw it into the House of Representatives. So if you want him to still be president the Senate on January 6th, you know, you definitely want to get out there and vote. Definitely. Absolutely.
Well, what we want the truth, Steve. That's what we want. The whole truth and nothing but. We know we don't have it right now, whether we're talking about Dominion, there was a report from Epoch Times this morning that pointed out that they're already coming up with some sort of plausible denying story that their system was hacked back in the springtime. Well, if they were hacked back in the springtime, why didn't the 28 states that utilize the Dominion voting system, why weren't they not made aware of it? And if they were, what was done to answer this? But now afterwards we're hearing, oh, suddenly, maybe the deviations were caused by some residual of the hacking that took place months ago. Let's hit the pause button because we got to go to a quick break and we'll pick it up from there. More from Steve Turley after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
We're back with your fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Dr. Steve Turley continues, the internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. Steve, before the break, I had to interrupt you. I apologize. But I want you to finish your story about what CNN was reporting.
Yeah, if your listeners really want to understand Dominion, it was hilarious. Dominion voting systems. Just all you have to do is go to YouTube, punch in Lou Dobbs Dominion voting. That's probably the only thing you need. You will be treated to a CNN expose back in 2006. It had to. It involved these Chicago Democrat primaries, ironically enough. And it was exposed that these are. They were wondering, why are we using machines and Smartmatic software that were all devised by this Venezuelan company at the behest of Hugo Chavez? Why are we doing this?
Yes.
And it was one of the best exposés of why these voting systems are so problematic. And the irony is it had to do with a Democratic primary as reported by CNN. My, has life changed since then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's almost like you've got to render yourself stupid to ignore this kind of evidence. I mean, are we devoid of any critical consciousness anymore, Steve?
Yeah, we are in a sense, because we're moving into what scholars call the politicization of knowledge. It's actually based on studies of scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that there are that the vast majority of our scientists refuse to uncover areas that end up pushing against politically correct norms, even though the evidence may go in that direction. That's number one. Number two, they affirm politically correct norms despite the evidence.
Yes.
So there are things you're not allowed to know, and there are things you're not allowed not to know, right? Like Vice President or President-elect Biden, say it. You know, that
right, kind of exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace insisting that's the way it has to be. Yeah. And the thing is, and then you got YouTube, censoring videos altogether. Anything that talks about election fraud, we're not supposed to talk about it.
Right. That's the politicization of knowledge. Exactly right. There are some things you're allowed to know and some things you're not allowed to know and are not allowed not to know. And I just think really in the end, it is the last desperate sort of, you know, dictatorial, tyrannical gasps of an old bloated bureaucratic liberal system that's just trying to hold on to its globalist monopoly as long as it can go. But the dam's broken. Trumpist populism has come in. Nearly 80 million people. It's going to be 90 million. It's going to be 100 million, just a matter of a few years. And it's going to be an absolutely, it promises to be perhaps the biggest political movement we've seen in the last 200 years. So I'm very optimistic about things, no question.
Well,
but
that could.
Boy, there's a lot of bumps along the way. That's for
well,
sure.
It's gonna, first of all, we got courage. It's going to demand courage. This is what we've been saying consistently, that a democratic republic demands courage. And right now, this is what it's like in the revolutionary times, you know, in order to, you know, take on the King of England and the number one fighting force on the planet. You know, all these farmers with their pitchforks, you know, what did they do? I mean, they had to man and woman up and, you know, play their important role. And here we are. We're being called again, you know, in this 21st century America to that same clarion call to stand up against those things that would violate our liberty.
That's right. No, that's right. That's very, very well said. And we are answering the call. I mean, in all kinds of ways. I think one of the most beautiful things that probably even talked about this is that conservative Christian families are growing by leaps and bounds. You know, Christians still take children very seriously as a blessing from the Lord. And whereas secularists have basically stopped having kids. It's a very odd thing, but a very natural thing if you think that the family is just a lifestyle value. And so what we're finding is that red states are getting deeper red. They're growing in population. We're seeing that already with the House of Representatives, Texas.
Yes, exactly.
Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Texas, Florida, and North Carolina, all picking up seats in the
Well, you got California as well. You know, California was able to reclaim some of those seats that were flipped so dramatically
in the midterms, right?
Weren't
they?
Yeah, exactly.
They were. And there's, as scholars are saying, you know, California is ripe for the taking. A populist revolution could easily turn that state red. They are sick and tired of this Gavin Newsom, you know, double standard lockdowns where they get to go to their birthday parties unmasked and romp around while everybody else has to suffer. So people are... If Republicans are smart, if they're able to recover from the Schwarzenegger disaster that just, it basically transformed into Greta Thunberg while it was in office. It was most bizarre. You know, you got this Hulk of a man turning into this.
I'm gonna write that down. that is hysterical.
The strangest metamorphosis I've ever seen. He alienated the Republicans throughout the state. They've not recovered. If they can tap into that sort of Elon Musk kind of populism that end up having him go to Texas,
right.
You know, then I think you're going to see. I think you're going to see California turn red faster than any one of us imagined.
Well, the fortunate thing for California is California. I mean, it has the environment. It's a beautiful state. I was born and raised there, and they have that in their favor. But they just need to get these knuckleheads that said, look at people, because of the environment, because of the beauty of the state, people will pay the high price. Well, they're finding out people, and especially businesses that they need for tax purposes, are, you know, they're fed up, and they're leaving Dodge. And the California legislature is so desperate that they want businesses to continue to pay even after they leave for 10 years. And Steve, when I left California, I filed my last papers just the way I'd filed all my other tax papers and everything like that, said that we're closing down the corporation and we're no longer in existence and we're gone. See you later. And they continue to chase me because they say, well, you never got an answer back from us that we were accepting your death. Is that hysterical?
I heard about that. I heard they chase their expatriates, as it were. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny, but they chase the people in the graveyards to get them to vote. I guess right. Maybe because of that delusion, they figure, well, you know, in California, you're not dead till we say you're dead.
That's right. And you're right. You know, it's a beautiful state. My mom's side of the family is all from out there, and I spent my summers there. My grandparents were born, raised, buried in the Bay Area in San Francisco. Yeah. I remember talking to my grandmother and saying, you know, so has you know, she would tell me about going to the Catholic schools as a child and all that. So has it changed a lot since you were a little girl? And I remember her looking at me saying, I don't even recognize this city anymore.
Exactly.
It's just absolutely gone. Again, talk about a metamorphosis. It's a beautiful state. It's gone through this bizarre sort of interstices kind of phase. But again, there was Eric Kaufman is one of them, if I recall, at the University of London. Yeah, he's arguing it is an interregnum period in California's history. It's probably going to go back to, and a lot of people forget it, it tended to be a very conservative state, and it's probably going to go back there eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. It can't help but return to its first principles. Dr. Steve Turley has been with us as we wrap things up. Got about a minute left here, Steve. You were there. You saw I heard from Amy Kramer, another incredible event in D.C. Over a million people came out to support free and fair elections and Donald Trump, huh?
Absolutely. Again, it's the awakening of a sleeping giant. This is not going away. Think about it. What other politician have we ever seen with so much ongoing support
than President Trump. And I think what this really is Trump is really just sort of the lightning rod of it in the good sense of the term. Mm. I think this has now got to go, as we're finding, it's got to go to the next level where we got to find, as it were, mini Trumps, micro Trumps at all kinds of levels at the state legislature, at the federal and so forth. So they're going to fight for what's right, fight for nation and culture and custom and tradition. Faith, family, and freedom is the winning recipe. That's what brings together people like never before, and it's only getting stronger.
Dr. Steve Turley has been our guest, internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. Steve, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President-elect Joe Biden has crossed the threshold of 270 votes and officially clinched an Electoral College victory. Members of Congress are expected to certify the Electoral College vote on January 6th. Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president on January 20th.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
President Trump on Fox over the weekend. The U.S. public has started to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine Monday after it was authorized for emergency use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes before the FDA for emergency use on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. How you doing? Hope it's going to be a great day for you. Let's start off, and that'll be our mind focus. This will be the best day ever, okay? One day at a time, one foot in front of the other, and make the most of it. As far as keeping you up to date on the latest news, that is our commitment to you, to continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of manure out there flying around, so I don't blame you for being a little dubious. But look at critical thinking, though they would like to take that away from us, we're basic humanoids. That's our God-given right to think critically. And this is what's needed right now. You just cannot buy in and trust anybody out there. You've got to double-check and double-check again to make sure the information you're getting is of value, that it's not a waste of time, that you are better for the information. And that's our goal here on the show, and has always been, is that we would bless you in such a way to make sure that the things that we are sharing with you are fact-based, because you hear me often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And right now, it would seem that there are some forces that would want us to stay in the realm of the opinion. Look, we're going to join my good friend Jeff Cruer, Jeff's live radio show, and we're simulcasting together. Hey, Jeff, I was just saying the same thing. Good to have you with us, as always. How you been, buddy?
Very good. Very good. Bill, these are interesting times we're living in.
Oh, to say the least. I mean, as I was just sharing with the audience, what the people have done to us in terms of misserving us. And I will say it is, you know, call it the deep state, call it what you want, but whoever manipulated this whole election, this was done through some sort of cabal that orchestrated, you know, big tech, the mainstream media, corporate America, the communist Chinese, you know, Soros, the whole gang, in order to do something as huge as this was. I mean, for Joe Biden to garner over 80 million votes, I mean, that even suspends all connection to reality, right?
You know, Bill, it's really so sad that this whole thing is going on, because all of us know he didn't get over 80 million votes. Mm-hmm. He got no one to show up at his rallies. He spent the whole campaign in the basement. And if he does an online speech like he did yesterday, only a few thousand even watch. Only 4,000 watched yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, and we're to believe that he got 80 million votes? No way, my friend. No way.
No. It like I said, it defies reality and any kind of sense of reasonable comprehension, Jeff. And as you say, you know, I think about 70% of Republicans said this has been a fraud election. A growing number of Democrats as well agree that there's a problem here in River City. But, you know, what are we going to do about it? Election frauds have been going on, you know, for decades, and they continue to kick that can up the road. And shame on Justice Roberts and the Supreme Court, because they are the voice of the people, the voice of reason. And for them to ignore this and basically say, hey, we don't want to touch that hot potato. Look, this is what being a Supreme – this is why we pay you for your life, you know, to do this kind of job.
And you know why President Trump was so mad at the Supreme Court? Because he says the evidence is there, they just won't hear the evidence. And they claim he has no standing, and these states have no standing. And that's
how can they not have standing, Jeff? I mean, because this is a federal election. What New York does, how they cheat and everything like that, if they do, or Wisconsin or Michigan, I mean, go right down the list that we're talking about here. If they're allowed to cheat, it does affect, you know, everybody else across the country. Taxes we pay, policies that are enacted, you know, what could happen possibly as a result of, you know, these two Senate seats in Georgia. And, you know, my question to the people on the ground there and people that know is, what has changed as a result of what we know that happened this last go-around in Georgia? Are they taking extra precautions?
The only thing I think has changed is more people are watching.
Yeah.
And there's more eyes on it, and maybe that'll help. But as far as what has changed, I don't think anything fundamentally has changed.
But, Jeff, having more eyes 12 feet away, you know, from being able to see it, isn't going to help. You still got people being blinded, I mean, not being able to see, because even the pollster said, you know, the observer said, even at 6 feet, it was difficult to see.
Right. Which is why the pollsters now, when they do polls on Georgia, factor in 3-4% fraud.
Yeah.
That's what the Trafalgar Group now does. So,
is that amazing?
We don't even get the accurate result. They add in the fraud factor to see, you know, what the election is going to turn out to be. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why so many of the supporters of the president were mad at the governor of Georgia, the secretary of state of Georgia, that they allowed this kind of corrupt election to occur and haven't done anything fundamentally to change the environment before the Senate election. And my thought has always been, hey, go vote. Support these Senate candidates. I mean, they're better than the Democrats, but if they stole the last one, they could stole this one. It's coming up, Bill.
Just as easily. You know, you talk about Joe Biden doing an online speech, lucky to get 4,000 people, you know, to watch it. And yet, meanwhile, there is a bus tour that's been going across the country that you're probably aware of. Our friend Amy Kramer has been leading that charge. Mm-hmm. And last weekend, another million-plus people were there in Washington, D.C. The media didn't even cover it for all intent and purposes. The last time they said, oh, you know, thousands of people showed up. It was 1.4 million. 1.4 million went to D.C. This time, the Proud Boys were there and others to watch their six, and you didn't have as much much damage and attacks. I mean, you still had Antifa, you still had Black Lives Matter attacking conservatives there.
People got stabbed, Bill, from what I understand. There was some violence.
Yeah, but minor by comparison, according to Amy.
Yeah.
It was quite a bit less. So, you know, the fact that this response is going on, and then you got Joe Biden saying, oh, I'm a uniter, I'm going to bring the people together. How is that possible, Jeff?
You know, he is anything but a uniter. He's never been a uniter throughout his whole career in politics. And he's a very bitter guy. I don't find him to be a friendly guy. I don't think he's someone that's going to be reaching out to Republicans at all.
Mm-hmm.
And his agenda is certainly not going to be centrist.
Yeah.
He's putting on Obama people. Of course, his vice president elect, supposedly, is the most liberal United States senator, Kamala Harris. So he's not going to be moving toward the middle. And I'm still hoping, Bill, that we can prevent President Biden from being inaugurated. I know Stephen Miller, the president's advisor, talked about some different options that they have. I know the hour is late and the chances are slim, but I'm still hoping and praying for a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I truly believe, Bill, that Donald Trump won the election.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Jeff. I'm all in 100% to that. I mean, the legitimate modelers, election modelers who do this for a living and understand the math. There was no way that Biden would have garnered 80,000. I mean, there's just too much stuff out there, you know, printed up ballots that the Oval was perfectly set and they only did the Biden vote, no downline stuff. And there weren't even any creases where the ballots would have been naturally folded, right? But we're to believe that those hundreds of thousands of ballots are legitimate. The whole idea, I mean, this thing is such a mess. We had an expert on this guy's former Navy, naval officer. He is a data scientist. He reported there in Pennsylvania for the hearing and laid all the abuses out. I mean, that in and of itself should have closed the deal, because this isn't some, you know, everyday knucklehead or something like that. This is a citizen with a background in data science. He's an intellect, and they basically just, you know, they just didn't want to hear. They did not want to hear the truth.
Look at all of the affidavits. Look at all of the witnesses. Look at the video in Georgia, them pulling out the ballots when the Republicans had been told to leave. Look at now what is coming out with the machines being tested in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing after another, and to me, it's overwhelming evidence. The courts just won't go along. So I guess Congress is an option, state legislatures. President's team says they have until January 20th to keep fighting. I mean, we've got another month, and I think the president's committed to keep fighting until the very end to try to rectify this wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard the news last night about Nevada, right, Jeff?
Yes.
They assigned their electors to Donald Trump. I don't know. Maybe that's the first domino. We'll have to wait and see how this plays out. But, yes, the clock is running on us right now. Jeff Cruera, my good buddy there in Louisiana, holding down the fort there. We continue to hold it down across the country from the East Coast. Jeff, thank you as always, buddy. Take care.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez.
With the kids jingle-belling and their...
Yeah, in spite of COVID. We mock COVID, huh? That's the way it is. I mean, look at... This is our holiday, and nothing is going to interfere with it, regardless of what's going on with, you know, all the wackiness with the elections and stuff. This is family time. This is a time for Christmas. It's a holy day, a time for us to think about the gift that keeps on giving, literally. And look, it's up to us individually. You know, one heart at a time to cherish this holiday and make the most of it. And this is why we appreciate Samantha Mao, who comes on, you know, regularly to talk about these viral videos that you can see for yourself, whatever we don't get to. And if maybe even if you find yourself just having a down moment, go to BillMartinezShow.com and go to Sam's Corner and just, you know, have some fun. Just listen to everyday stories from everyday people that are touching hearts across the country. Hey, Sam, good to have you with us. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about this first one. This really touched my heart. I was able to have, you know, when my son turned 21, we went out and, you know, and I think I did it just with all the sons, but especially the youngest is the, you know, most recent memory where we were able to go out and have his first official drink at the age of 21, and you know, and so it was, that's a real special moment. It's a real bonding moment, I believe, between fathers and sons. But this first story is touching, where you've got a father who died 6 years ago, and one of the things he leaves his son is $10 to buy him his first beer when he turned 21.
That's right. So Matt Goodman, that's the name of the young man who just turned 21 and celebrated his 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. His father passed away from cancer when he was 15 years old. And before before he passed away, his dad decided to give Matt's sister a $10 bill, and he told her to use the money on Matt's 21st birthday to buy him his first beer.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of thing, I always think about whenever somebody passes away like that and has the chance to think about, have the foresight. Remember, because, you know, when people pass away, suddenly they don't get to make those kind of arrangements. So as sad as it is when somebody passes away from something like cancer, it does give them the chance to be thoughtful and tie up things like this for their family. And I just think about how special of an opportunity that is. And seeing Matt get first beer with his sister, which I think is sweet that he, like, that his dad gave it, the money to his sister also, instead of just giving it directly to Matt, he gave it to her so she could buy it for him. So it's more coming from him, and I just I think it's a very special story, and you know, I can't I can just imagine his dad kind of looking down from heaven and being proud of that moment. His son has his first beer. I'm sure he'll always remember it,
and he'll always remember that his dad bought him his first drink.
That's right.
Yeah,
I think that's wonderful.
How cool is that? No, great, great story. And, you know, it reminds me, like you say, look, we don't know how we're going to pass, you know, how that's going to happen. Sometimes suddenly, maybe you get a little bit of a warning. It reminds me of a dear friend I played racquetball with, and we golfed together. And one day after having dinner with a few of his colleagues, they were back in the office, and somehow the question came, you know, if it was your option, you know, if you had a choice, would you want to go suddenly or would you want to have a warning? And Paul says, well, you know, I'd like to have a warning, you know, like 6 months. That way I could get my affairs in order and, you know, do these kind of things, you know, thinking about your kid having money set aside for their first drink or whatever it was. And it was amazing. And Paul was such an incredible guy. He's an incredible athlete, just an uncanny sense of humor, is hysterical. And no sooner had he answered that question, he fell off his chair. And the gals thought that he was kidding. Well, he was gone, just like that.
Okay.
No sooner had he finished that line, he was gone. And that's to say, you know, we just don't know. We don't know the end of our time. We know that God does, but we don't. And sometimes it can happen, you know, that suddenly. But in this particular case where this father had some warning and could do some planning like this, there's touching. But, you know, I know for Paul's family and for his kids that they have memories. I mean, I have memories of this crazy guy. He was such a character. And I could fill up our whole segment just with, you know, Paul LaPrairie, you know, anecdotal stories, because he was such a fun guy and kind of a guy's guy. He was a jock, and, you know, so guys all related to him. And you know, and being the way jocks are, I mean, they know how to pick on you, and they know, you know, how to, you know, pull that thread that's going to get your attention. And he did it in a fun sort of way, not a mean-spirited way. So that's why people really appreciated him. This next story is anonymous person pays off $65,000 worth of layaway items at a Tennessee Walmart. Whoa, Merry Christmas, huh?
Yeah, can you imagine, you know, having, when you have stuff on layaway, that just means you're not ready to pay for it yet. You just don't have, you know, it's not a chance, but you'd like to set this aside. So this is people who really need the help, usually.
Exactly.
Paying this money. And, you know, this is in Bristol, Tennessee. And, you know, it's just like you said, I just thought it was worth mentioning. There's $65,000. I would love to have that kind of money one day. And I think all of us could just go in and maybe pay off, you know, not all of us, but there's some of us who could go by and just pay off one person's layaway, just make one person's day special.
Right.
And I think the amazing part of it is that the person decided to do it anonymously. They just said it was in Christ's name.
Wow.
And
wow, very cool.
Can you imagine having that kind of money? And
you see, the thing is, but what we have, though, Sam, is so much more than money that people will not realize. I mean, you know, sometimes we look at money as it, and I hear your heart. I know what you mean by that, because I think all of us, I mean, we're encouraged and inspired by people who have this, but I want to encourage people that may not have $65,000 would do this, but they'd be surprised. I mean, because I hear stories tonight where people just said, you know, they gave me time. They acknowledged me. And you can't, that's priceless. You can't pay for that. you know, and for the right moment in time to offer a smile and be kind to someone, and especially this this holiday season, because this is a time, you know, for you know, peace on earth and joy to all, and you know, love and consideration of your fellow man. And I think more so than ever, because of all that we've been dealing with this past year and what we continue to deal with, is that in spite of you know, some of the aggression and maybe some of the mean-spirited, you know, junk that's out there right now, you know, all it takes is a second of just being kind, just being a little bit different, and standing out and doing something special, you know, for your neighbor, somebody you don't know that's an absolute stranger, and you do it, you know, if you can do it anonymously or whatever it is. It's not for any one person to get a credit. It's just the idea that, hey, look, we're in this journey of life together, and for our fellow journeyman or journeywoman or however you want to pronoun the thing so that you're politically correct and you're not offending anybody, you know, my goodness, let's just be kind, huh? What do you think?
I think that's great. And, you know, it's kind of, when you're talking about that, I was thinking about the simple things like what happened, like the story we discussed last week where at Dairy Queen, there was 900 people in a row. It ended up being 900 row that paid for each other's meals, all because one person started off paying for someone's meal. I just think, what an amazing idea. You know, this is such a simple way to do that. And I love that kind of stuff. And I think we all have the opportunity every day. Even if it's not with money, you can open a door. You can, you know, you don't have to have money to be kind and take a moment. It could just be a simple smile or maybe a word of encouragement to somebody. I think that everybody could use that these days. It has been a rough year for people around the world. So.
Right, exactly. Maybe even surrender your parking space at the shopping mall instead
That's
of diving
true.
Into
yes.
it, maybe. You know, just a little bit of kindness. Why not? This next story involves a former gang member. Wow, what a comeback here. He from gang member to Missouri Teacher of the Year.
That's right. So, Derek Cockrell. He used to be a Crip gangster. Yep, that means the 2021 Teacher of the Year used to be in a gang. And so, you know, he was born to a drug addicted mother who had six kids by the age of 16. His father was murdered when he was four.
Wow.
And he was in and out of the foster care system not long after his sixth birthday. I mean, it was a tough life for him starting off. And he said, you know, there was different people who kind of looked out after him while he was growing up. And he lived at a boys' home near his middle school. And a worker there was named Ken. Mm-hmm. And Ken ended up having a huge impact on his life. And Darian, after meeting him, it was like he saw the potential in him. And it turned him around. And, you know, he went from being part of a gang to being Teacher of the Year, which to me, to be able to turn yourself around like that. And then, you know, like we said, people don't become teachers to make a huge amount of money. They become teachers because it's something, I mean, you can earn a living, but you do that because that's something you're passionate about, something you care about. And, you know, I wonder how many people's hearts could be changed at that young age
exactly.
by people like Ken.
Yeah, it's not about a huge amount of money, but it's about a huge amount of impact on, you know, little kids and, you know, people that you have the opportunity to educate and share your knowledge and make them curious so that they continue with their curiosity to become, wholesome human beings and contributors to, you know, themselves, their family, and their community. More stories include a 93-year-old veteran who's whittling walking sticks to raise money for a local food pantry. Great story. Man releases free Amazon for buying local tool that lets customers shop local small businesses. A son invents an app to stop a father with PTSD from having night terrors, and it's available to all veterans. Some great stories here at Sam's Corner. Go to BillMartinezShow.com for all the details. Sam, we appreciate you being here every week. You're awesome. Merry Christmas to you and the family, okay?
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks so much, Bill. Have a great week.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. from education to business to basic needs to politics. The 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.